The Depository Bank of Zurich was a 24-hour Geldschrankbanker, offering the full modern array of anonymous services in the tradition of the Swiss numbered account. The bread and butter of their operation was by far their oldest and simplest offering. The Lagernanonymen, blind drop services, otherwise known as anonymous safe deposit boxes. As Sophie pulled up in front of their destination, Langdon gazed out at the building's uncompromising architecture and sensed the Depository Bank of Zurich was a firm with little sense of humor. The building was a windowless rectangle that seemed to be forged entirely of dull steel. It sat back from the road with a 15-foot-tall neon equilateral cross glowing over its facade. After using the key to gain access to the bank's underground garage, they entered the foyer of the bank. A large man behind a counter turned off the small television he was watching and greeted them with a pleasant smile. Despite his enormous muscles and visible sidearm, his diction chimed with the polished courtesy of a Swiss bellman.
"Bonsoir," he said. "How may I help you?"
Sophie laid the gold key on the counter in front of the man. The man glanced down and immediately stood straighter.
"Of course. Your elevator is at the end of the hall. I will alert someone that you are on your way."
Sophie nodded and took her key back.
"Which floor?"
The man gave her an odd look.
"Your key instructs the elevator which floor."
She smiled.
"Ah, yes."
The guard watched as the two newcomers made their way to the elevators, inserted their key, boarded the lift, and disappeared. As soon as the door had closed, he grabbed the phone to call the bank's night manager. As the line rang, the guard switched the television back on and stared at it. The news story he had been watching was just ending. It didn't matter. He got another look at the two faces on the television. The manager answered,
"Oui."
"We have a situation down here."
"What's happening?" the manager demanded.
"The French police are tracking two fugitives tonight."
"So?"
"Both of them just walked into our bank."
The manager cursed quietly.
"Okay, I'll contact Monsieur Vernet immediately."
The guard then hung up and placed a second call, this one to Interpol. Langdon was surprised to feel the elevator dropping rather than climbing. He had no idea how many floors they had descended beneath the Depository Bank of Zurich before the door finally opened. A host was already standing there to greet them. He was elderly and pleasant, wearing a neatly pressed flannel suit.
"Bonsoir," the man said. "Good evening. Would you be so kind as to follow me, s'il vous plaît?"
He led Langdon and Sophie to a steel door, which he opened.
"Here you are."
The small room before them looked like a lavish sitting room at a fine hotel, complete with oriental carpets, dark oak furniture, and cushioned chairs. The man gave a knowing smile.
"I sense this is your first visit to us?"
Sophie nodded.
"Understood. Keys are often passed on as inheritance, and our first-time users are invariably uncertain of the protocol. This room is yours as long as you care to use it."
"You say keys are sometimes inherited?"
Sophie asked.
"Indeed. Your key is like a Swiss-numbered account, which are often willed through generations. On our gold accounts, the shortest safety deposit box lease is 50 years. Paid in advance. So we see plenty of family turnover. Now, shall I run through the process of accessing your box?"
Sophie nodded.
"Please."
Their host swept an arm across the luxurious salon.
"This is your private viewing room. You may spend all the time you need in here to review and modify the contents of your safe deposit box, which arrives over there."
He walked them to the far wall, where a wide conveyor belt entered the room in a graceful curve.
"You insert your key in that slot there."
The man pointed to a large electronic podium facing the conveyor belt.
"Once the computer confirms the markings on your key, you enter your account number and your safe deposit box will be retrieved robotically from the vault below for your inspection."
Sophie was about to ask a question when a telephone rang.
"Excuse me, please."
The man walked over to the phone on a nearby table.
"Oui,"
he answered. His brow furrowed as he listened to the caller.
"Oui, oui, d'accord."
He hung up, giving them an uneasy, tight smile.
"I'm sorry, I must leave you now. Make yourselves at home."
He moved quickly toward the door.
"Excuse me," Sophie called. "Could you clarify something before you go? You mentioned that we enter an account number?"
The man paused at the door.
"But of course. Like most Swiss banks, our safe deposit boxes are attached to a number, not a name. You have a key and a personal account number known only to you. Your key is only half of your identification. Your personal account number is the other half. Otherwise, if you lost your key, anyone could use it.
Sophie hesitated.
And if my benefactor gave me no account number?
I will ask someone to help you. He will be in shortly.
Leaving, the banker closed the door behind him and twisted a heavy lock, sealing them inside. Across town, Kalle's phone rang. It was Fash.
Interpol got a tip, he said. Langdon and Neveu just walked into the Paris branch of the Depository Bank of Zurich. I want your men over there right away.
Right away, Captain.
He hung up and radioed his men.